Welcome to This Week in Auburn Equestrian. Here's Andy Burcham.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Equestrian, joined now by Tigers head coach Jessica Braswell. Auburn comes off of its regular season finale. Big weekend at home with wins over the College of Charleston and Texas A&M. And next up is the SEC Championships. Coach, congratulations on a terrific last home weekend of the season.
Thank you. Yeah, I was very, very happy with the team's performance. They rode really, really well, and glad for it to come together for them the last regular season meet, especially at home and especially for our seniors on their senior day.
All right. Let's talk first about that Texas A&M competition and SEC competition that day. What were some of the keys to that senior day and riding so well against Texas A&M?
Yeah, I think, you know, the whole team wanted to do it for the seniors first off, which I think is a huge testament to that group and the leadership that they've displayed this year. And, you know, this team has a lot of fight in them. They have a lot of grit. They have a lot of fight. And there's been a couple times this year when it hasn't gone their way and they've never given up. They've never put their head down. They keep fighting for the next week. And I think that that really came together for them on Saturday. They didn't really ride a whole lot differently than they have been. It just, it came together. It hit all on one day and they were rewarded for their performance, which as coaches, we were really happy about and very excited as we get going into the postseason.
All right. What kind of momentum can that give you as you now get ready for the SECs and the Nationals coming up here in the next 3 to 4 weeks?
I think a lot of momentum. You know, they've been performing well, and this just helps them with the belief that it's there, you know, that we're this close and that we're in a really good place going into the postseason. It's about peaking at the right time. And I think that this team is working towards that. And they have a lot of belief in each other and their performance. And I think that that'll be huge going into SECs because the conference is tough. You know, all those teams that we're going to have to play there are really, really good. But we are too. So I think we feel good about heading into SECs.
Talk about the time in between the win against A&M on the weekend and the 29th when you start SECs to remain sharp and continue that momentum before you head to the Southeastern Conference Championships.
Absolutely. So we're going to take this week to make sure that we know patterns and lay things out just from a basic level. We're going to take a few days off this week since they didn't have any time off over spring break. We're going to take a couple days and then we'll come back next week with already knowing our patterns and all the things we need to do and really drill into everything for the, you know, 10 days before we head to SECs.
Coach, those patterns that you're talking about, does that change through the season? Does that change from the regular season to the postseason? Take us behind the scenes, if you would.
It does. So the reigning patterns, there's a set number of those. I think there's 13 of them that get chosen from. So that's pretty consistent. Horsemanship and flat, those are all different every single week. And then for postseason, they're completely different. We've never seen them before. So they've got to learn those. And then for the fences, there'll actually be a course designer at SEC. So they won't get that course until the day of the competition, which is pretty normal for them. But the horsemanship and flat, for sure, we got to make sure that we know those because they will have never seen them before.
Final question, Coach, if you would talk about the character of this team. This has been a tough season for the Tigers and the persistence of this squad and to be riding its best as you now get ready for the SECs.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a lot. The seniors are definitely have been there for the team to lean on and keeping the team pulled together. And it has been, you know, we've definitely run into some difficulties and our record for the season isn't, you know, what we would have loved, but at the same time, I think a great win to finish the regular season. And I couldn't be happier with where we are headed to postseason. And I give a lot of that credit to the senior class. You know, there's 12 of them. That's more than a quarter of our team, which is huge. They've been here, they've done that. They know that there's highs and lows and they've been so consistent, which as a coach, that's really helpful for what we're trying to do and when we need to push them to be a little bit better. And those guys have been there 100% and helping their teammates. And I think that's been huge.
Coach, thank you for the visit. Look forward to previewing SECs here in a couple weeks. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Jessica Braswell on This Week in Auburn Equestrian.